as Morales mentioned this week, it's Momo in Ireland. Ramona Shelburne, nice enough to sit in for me.
Ah, I'm going to growl again. Why not?
That what Mason calls the 3 o'clock growl. Ramona, I mentioned I was at a party over the weekend, and the host of this party bought the UFC fights.
And thank you for supporting our company. I appreciate that.
So, yeah, on ESPN Plus. So
say it again.
On ESPN Plus?
Wherever you can find those streaming services. Thank you. How sad? How sad?
Okay, so they have a whole bunch of undercards. Greg Hardy, the former Dallas Cowboy, got knocked out like 10 seconds in. But, and I'm Irish, so I've always kind of rooted for Conor McGregor.
McGregor!
I think he's a great showman.
Yeah, he is.
But in order to be a showman, to run your mouth like he runs his mouth, you have to be able to back it up in the ring. And this was very evident from the beginning that Daniel Poirier was going to kick his butt. He ended up breaking his ankle.
It looked horrible, too. That was really hard to watch.
But I never thought Conor was... I mean... At one point, Conor had him in a headlock. I thought, oh, maybe he could choke him out. No. I mean, I never got the feeling Poirier was worried. Should these, you know, they've fought three times now.
And no, as he soon needs as to stop fight, fighting. He needs to stop.
That's what I think, doesn't, too. But
he's not a legitimate fighter anymore. I mean, he's still good. But to be to fight at this class and this level, like, one, I don't want to see somebody get hurt. Like, that looked really painful. And he, you know, he's shown he can take a punch, but... Conor McGregor in his prime. So I was in New York when he won at the first UFC fight that was in Madison Square Garden. I think it was UFC 220. So I forget, lose what count it was. He was such an amazing showman. And he won. It was just a great fight, too. Like, when he would win, it was almost a little like Ronda Rousey. Like, she used to win in, like, 15 seconds. And she was awesome. And Conor would come out and he would, you know, he was just pinpoint in his marksmanship, right? Like, he would just... His striking was just like he'd be dancing around and then all of a sudden he would see a little opening and boom, get him right in the face. I mean, he was just fantastic to watch, and he could talk as much as he wanted because he would win. But, you know, he's kind of done with that. Like, I don't think you have a very long shelf life in the UFC usually. It's a really hard sport. The 4-inch gloves, like, man, people get really hurt.
You
in
can
that
get
sport.
Messed up. You can for get messed a up. Long time if yeah. you, don't, if and you I, can't fight for, back. For, and you know, I got the impression he couldn't fight back in certain points.
No, and I and like the broken ankle was like hard to watch. Like, you know, he did the fight with Floyd, and he's done some exhibition-y kind of things where he's made a lot of money. He doesn't need to keep doing this. And I would say this, like, as somebody who chronicled Ronda Rousey's end of her career pretty closely. I don't know if you how much you follow her now. She's off raising cattle and stuff on Browsy Acres, right? Like, they're
yeah,
having
she has
their
kids now, right?
She's about to. She's yeah. very pregnant right now, very pregnant with her first child. Good for her, man. She always used to say, like, when I'm done, I'm done. I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna go live on a chicken ranch and, you know, do farmer things. And that's what she's doing. Like, she's happy. She's about to have a kid. She's doing that. She's still kind of online a little bit with these YouTube videos, but. I would watch her, and she had so many injuries. Like, she her knees were basically bone on bone.
Right.
She got knocked out really bad twice.
She left it all in the ring.
Yeah, and then she went and did wrestling. And you know what's fun about wrestling? She can come back and be a wrestler. She totally can. You're not going to get hurt doing that. I mean, maybe a little, but you know, at some point, you kind of say, how long do you want to get punched in the face like that? Right? I mean, Conor,
yeah,
you've made plenty of money. You don't need to.
I hope Conor doesn't fight anymore. No. With you. All right, so the... Major League Baseball Home Run Derby is tonight. This really is a 48-hour coronation of Shohei Ohtani as the biggest attraction in the game. Ohtani, who plays for the Angels, has been unbelievable. He leads the major leagues in home runs. They are going to basically use the All-Star game tomorrow night to show him off. Tonight, he's the number one seed in the Home Run Derby. This is in Coors Field in Colorado. The last time the All-Star game was at Coors Field, Mason and I went to it. And, you know, the air's thin there. Balls are going to fly out of the park. He's probably going to put on a big show tonight. And even if he doesn't, people will be anxious to watch him
tomorrow
night.
Trevor Story, by the way. I think Trevor Story is going to win because he's the hometown guy. He's the Colorado Rockies guy who's in the Home Run Derby.
Right. Well, there's a bunch of like kind of cool stories that are going on.
Trey Mancini.
Trey Mancini's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Trey Mancini almost died last year.
Yep.
He basically was playing for the Orioles, and his he wasn't feeling great, and he had his blood tested, and his iron was really low. And they tested him again, and it was even lower, and they determined through a series of tests that he had colon cancer.
Stage 3, too, wasn't it?
And right. And he basically had to go through full chemo, radiation, all of it, and he worked his way back. He missed all of last season, and this season he's been tearing the cover off the ball, and tonight he's in the home run derby. So
yeah. So here's who's in it. Shohei Ohtani, Joey Gallo, last year's winner Pete Alonso, Trevor Story, Juan Soto, Matt Olson from the A's, Trey Mancini, and Salvador Perez from the Royals.
Yeah, and Ohtani will be the main reason people tune in. You can listen to it on our sister station, AM 1110. You can watch it on ESPN. And then tomorrow night we got the game. Ohtani's going to hit leadoff and start as the starting pitcher for the American League. And because he is the biggest draw in the game, he's being talked about all over on a lot of the debate shows. In the morning, this morning, Stephen A. Smith said something that has gotten him in a little hot water. I gave this kind of disclaimer earlier, but for people who don't know, I've known Stephen A. for 20 years. We did a radio show and another network together. I really like him, so I'm a little biased at this. But I understand why people are upset with him. Here's what Stephen A. said about Ohtani this morning on First Take.
But when you talk about an audience gravitating to the tool or to the ballpark to actually watch you, okay? I don't think it helps that the number one face is a dude that needs an interpreter so you can understand what the hell he's saying in this country. And that's what I'm trying to say. You know.
All right, so Ramona, that reeks a little bit of the political argument. If you live in this country, learn the damn language. It gets to the heart of people that are immigrants in this country who come here with English as their second language, being yelled at and dictated to that they have to learn English in order to be judged or be successful. I understand why people are upset with Stephen A. What do you think?
You know, I understand why they're upset. I also think it's you have to remember the context of what he's talking about and the discussion point there. Like the graphic on the show is it good for baseball that Shohei Ohtani is the face of the league, right? I mean, that's the graphic. So he chose one side, and I don't know what Max said there, but it was probably the other. I mean, that's kind of the debate show, and he came up with an argument, which I think is one of the callers we had call in pointed out all the violence against Asian Americans since the pandemic and all of this. I mean, it's a really good point. This is not a time to have these kind of insensitive comments. I don't think he meant it in an insensitive way. I think he looked at it from a media marketing strategy way. Like, he was just looking at it through a lens and one thing that he said in that quote, which I think jumped off the page to me, which is, you know, Stephen A is a big television star, right? He is paid to have opinions. He's paid to be,
I think, he's the highest paid person at ESPN.
Yeah, and maybe in media. I mean, I don't know who else. And he's really good at his job, and he's really good at being interesting and saying things. And he did apologize later, and that's something you should give him credit for too. But I would say, like, he is like when you have these kind of comments, you know, that is the discussion point. Like, he was asked for his opinion there. Wasn't he? He didn't come out to try to say something bad about Ohtani. You just went in that direction. But when he said, you know, if he really wants to be the biggest star that he can be, this is his recommendation. It's almost like an agent telling you. I mean, this is a guy, Stephen A has made himself a big star. And there's a lot of people who've tried to impersonate Stephen A, right? I mean, they've tried to, like, take his bombastic style and take his way of doing things and copy it. I mean, we've had a few of them on our network even, right? One of them was somebody I helped start going. I was like, why are you acting like, why are you going there? That's not how you are, right? I mean, it's like, people copy that style because it has worked. It's cut through. It people want to watch it. He's interesting. And you may not like everything he says, and it may be offensive. And sometimes when you give 100 opinions and one of them is offensive, I mean, it's almost like a batting average, right?
Right.
And so I think he went too far on this one. I think what he said was offensive. I understand why people are upset, but I always try to see things in the larger context, which is like, this was the prompt. This was the discussion prompt.
He got a lot of blowback, so he tried to
clarify.
We'll play that for you coming up, and we'll take your phone calls. Yep. We'll let you react. Did it upset you when you heard what Stephen A. said? 877-710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
And Michael will be in here on Wednesday with Ramona and I. So we got that to look forward to. Game of Games coming up later this hour. My game today, Ramona, it's your game tomorrow. You got to come up with a game for tomorrow.
We'll work on it.
Michael Wednesday, Lindsay Thursday. So we got all those coming up later in the week. We're talking about Stephen A. Smith, who is in a little hot water because he brought up on First Take this morning that he thinks, Stephen A. thinks, that Ohtani would maximize his stardom if he would learn how to speak English. And it's hit a nerve with a lot of people. Ramona, do you know who Kavitha Davidson is, who works for The Athletic?
Yeah.
She's working at ESPN. She had some interesting takes on this. I'll share them with you now. She said, we've gone from Major League Baseball denying players access to the interpreters to condemning a once-in-a-lifetime player for using interpreters to avoid being misconstrued by the media. Any take on Shohei Ohtani concluding that he's anything but great for baseball is just uninformed. It's hard for many to accept that we live in a global society, but we do. And that's as true in sports, perhaps truer than in any other industry, especially in a sport like baseball that has a global presence but does itself no favors in projecting a limited and myopic Americanness. I think that's a fair point. I think Stephen A. waded into a pretty political issue here. Had I been on with him, what I would have said is, well, Roberto Clemente is revered. So is Fernando Valenzuela. So is Ichiro Suzuki. So is Vladimir Guerrero. None of them ever did interviews in English.
Yeah, and look, he is so compelling as a player. He really is. Like, he is must-see TV. I mean, if I'm flipping around and I see the Angel game on, I'll stay on it for a while so I can see him.
He's the ultimate stop what you're doing player.
I mean, and I don't, most people when they give interviews, they don't, I'm not watching for the sideline interview. No offense to any sideline reporter, but I'm watching to watch the game. Like, I'm watching to see what they do on the field. And so, like, Ohtani to me, like, baseball is my first love, right? I was a softball player in college. I grew up watching the Dodgers and I was one of those wake up on the morning and watch This Week in Baseball every weekend, right?
Right.
I love baseball. So like anything, the Ohtani to me is such a fascinating player just in how good he is. At both things, there's a lot of pitchers who Clayton Kershaw's become a pretty good hitter in his career. Like, the Dodger pitchers, they always make a game of taking batting practice, who has the highest batting average. But nobody is like Ohtani. I mean, Ohtani is legitimately one of the best hitters in the game and one of the best pitchers in the game. That's awesome.
All right, so Stephen A. Then sent out a video trying to clarify his comments. Here's what he said later after some of the reactions started to roll in.
My segment on Ohtani this morning on First Take. People are misinterpreting what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the state of the game. Baseball itself. Baseball's a great game, a great sport. And some of the greatest players in the world are foreign players. Tatis comes to my mind. I love this brother and what he brings to the table. And Ohtani is the second coming of Babe Ruth, okay? That's not what I was trying to say. I'm talking about the marketability and the promotion of the sport is exactly what Sports Illustrated essentially alluded to in their article last month when they talked about 28% of the players in Major League Baseball are foreign players. A lot of them need translators, Spanish, it could be Mandarin, Japanese, the list goes on and on and on. If you are a sport trying to ingratiate yourself with the American public the way Major League Baseball is, because of the problems that you've been having to deal with in terms of improving the attractiveness of the sport, it helps that if you spoke the English language. It doesn't mean anything more than that. Baseball is a great game, but baseball's audience is significantly older than the NBA, the NFL audience, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I was talking about. Nothing more. We're only talking about Otani because he's phenomenal. He's going to be in the home run derby, and he's got 33 home runs with a .279 batting average. Plus, he can pitch, and he's the second coming of Babe Ruth, practically. We know it's an international sport. We know that that's great. And baseball having a global appeal that it is, fine. But in the United States, all I was saying is that when you're a superstar, if you can speak the English language, then guess what? That's going to make it that much easier and less challenging to promote the sport. That's all I was saying about anybody. Later.
All right. So, Ramona, that didn't ease the criticism. He continued. People just started saying to Stephen A., you don't get it. And 2 minutes ago, he has now issued a formal apology. Here's what he sent out 2 minutes ago. Let me apologize right now. As I'm watching things unfold, let me say I never intended to offend any community, particularly the Asian community, and especially Shohei Ohtani himself. As an African-American keenly aware of the damage stereotyping has done to many in this country, it should have elevated my sensitivities even more. Based on my words, I failed in that regard, and it's on me and me alone. Ohtani is one of the brightest stars in all of sports. He's making a difference as it pertains to inclusiveness and leadership. I should have embraced that in my comments. Instead, I screwed up. In this day and age, with all the violence being perpetrated against the Asian community, my comments, albeit unintentional, were clearly insensitive and regrettable. There's simply no other way to put it. I'm sincerely sorry for any angst I've caused with my comments on First Take this morning. Again, I'm sorry, and I'll happily reiterate these words more extensively tomorrow morning as well. So he's rethought this. We've opened the phones and given you guys a chance to talk about this. Let's go to Miguel in Maywood. Miguel, you're on 710 ESPN. Were you offended by what Stephen A. said?
I was, because as a Mexican American, it shows a little bit that Stephen A. Smith, and especially knowing that Stephen A. Smith is an African American minority, the comments that he made, they just don't make sense. You have a bunch of people from the UFC that are Brazilians that have interpreters. They're big in the U.S., and they use them. So does the MLS. They have Chicharito Hernandez, which is Mexican. They have Carlos Vela, which is placed in the LAFC. They speak a little bit of English, but that doesn't take away from the greatness of these players or what they can bring to their perspective sports.
Thank you, Miguel, for the phone call. We appreciate it. Ramona, he hit on something there that I think is important. You and I have both covered athletes. You know, Hideo Nomo never did interviews in English.
Yeah.
You and I have covered many, many athletes who've used interpreters. And sometimes these people can actually speak a little bit of English, but they don't, because it's their second language, they don't want to screw up. They don't want to, like, get something lost in translation. So that's why they'll use an interpreter. Ohtani may very well get to the point one day where he doesn't use one. But for now, he's choosing to use one, and I don't think that you should be criticized for that. I think that in the case, the great thing about sports is that it's what you do between the lines that really matters. And if you want to talk about it afterwards, that helps.
Yep.
And it doesn't bother me if I got to go through an interpreter.
Yeah, and I think with the interpreter, like, I'm always somebody who's interested in the story, okay? I'm interested in the person, like, not just what, you know, quick hitters, like, quick, you know, clips that we play. No offense to what we play on the radio or anything, but they're not super long or in-depth, right? They're just, you know, quick sound bites. I think it's interesting when you have an interpreter. Like, I used to cover Hideki Matsui and down in Anaheim when he was there, and I got to know his translator really well. And I always thought it was interesting the way the translators go about their business and like trying to convey what somebody's communicating, because it's not word for word. Like, they're just trying to get the thought across, and that, you know, it always has to be, it's sort of filtered through the interpreter. So whenever I would write about Matsue, I would talk to his translator first. Like, just, hey, tell me what I, you know, it's like, they're the best source. They're the best. It's very interesting, you know, and I don't really care about sound bites. Like, I think sound bites are just for Twitter.
Right. Well, a lot of people want to react to this. Yeah. We'll continue to take your phone calls coming up. Game of Games coming up in about 15 minutes. Ramona in for Mace, Mason in Ireland, ES.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
ESPN LA. I got to tell you, I actually got more out than I thought I did. I thought like you could. I thought I was like unintelligible. It could have been worse.
It was kind of bad. I mean, I was about to jump in there. I was about to. Do you need some help here, John? You know, I'm about to do the Valvoline read.
But I had to get the number out because we were giving away something.
Yeah, you did, and that's why I was about to jump in. I was like, "Oh man, should I go? Should I not? Like, what? You know, I'm the co-host. I'm supposed to save you here, right?
Yeah.
Hey, is your vehicle due for a service? Head into your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. For over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for busy people just like you. No dragging the kids to the dirty waiting room. At Valvoline, you stay in your car safe while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, and more. Just pull up, drive in, and drive out in about 15 minutes. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for location and game-winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
We're talking about a story that developed out of First Take this morning. Stephen A. Smith suggesting that Shohei Ohtani would better himself and be a bigger star if he learned how to speak English. That has struck a nerve in a lot of people, and suggesting that he shouldn't have to speak English, and that it's unfair to ask him that. Here's John in Las Vegas. John, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys. I wasn't offended by anything Stephen Smith said, and I have a Japanese wife. She wasn't offended either. What he's saying is simply that if you want to be the representation of that league, you are better suited to be more well-rounded to more cultures. Kobe Bryant was the face of the NBA. And Kobe Bryant learned Japanese so that he could represent the NBA and his brand. It was a calculated object that he did. If Ohtani would do the exact same thing, he would increase his marketability. That's all that he's saying. If you want the face of your league, you want him to be able to reach as many people as possible. That's not crazy.
But, John, is it unfair to ask him to? In other words, nobody made Fernando Valenzuela do it. Nobody made Vladimir Guerrero do it. Nobody made Ichiro Suzuki do it. And all those guys had great, brilliant careers. Is it unreasonable to ask Ohtani to do that?
I don't think anybody's asking Ohtani to do it. And nobody asked any of those players that you named to do it either. But they did not become global icons either. Sure, they were Hall of Famers, and they're great people. No one's taking anything away from those. But you mentioned Roberto Clemente earlier. Roberto Clemente did learn English, and he started
to reach out to
a lot of interviews. And he became a global icon, not just a representation of from the Hispanic culture. He went on to do amazing things because he learned English. He was working for his country also.
Right. Matter of fact, died on a humanitarian mission in a plane crash delivering supplies. So that's a good point. Thank you, John. Good call.
So, and I think what his point is a lot of what I was saying earlier is like the discussion topic was good or bad for baseball, right? Like, wasn't that the question and it kind of forced the discussion in one direction. Now, he didn't have to take it all the way there. But I think what he's commenting on is the marketability. And that's, I think that's why he was, it sounded like there's a sort of surprise in, this kind of became a thing, right? That this offended people. And you can see subsequently, like, he gave one clarification video, and now there's a real apology. And I think that's usually how this plays out, which is he thought he was talking about one thing. It played very differently and was offensive to some people, and now he's realizing why it was. So, like, that isn't that how this normally, right? Like, when you have people say something that goes a little haywire. Not, I don't
sure.
know. What's the right word I'm looking for, right?
Sideways.
And sideways, yeah. And I think, you know, one thing I know about Stephen A., when he says something and it's unpopular and he thinks about it, and he really does apologize when he, you know, he really, like...
Right, and he has to know. We read his apology
yeah.
last segment.
I mean, he's,
right.
he's really, so you know, he's
gonna
thoughtful.
I'm going to let people behind yeah. the curtain of how we kind of run yeah. the radio show here. So we have a program, a software program, that tells me who's on the phone so I can go to him, and Jorge uh-huh. types it in.
Uh-huh.
So he has typed in that we have calls on lines 1, 2, 4,
wow.
and 5. And then he writes underneath it, line 2, we just went to John, and 3 are still there. Hey, Jorge, there's no 3 on the board. You wrote 1, 2, 4, 5.
Oh, yeah.
And then you wrote lines 2 and 3 are still there. So who's still there?
Line 3. So let's go to, who is that? Line 4. Whoever's line 4.
Raul in
Raul,
Pacoima?
Raul it is.
Yeah. Hey, Raul, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi, Raul. And now Raul didn't hang.
Now Raul hung up.
Yeah, now Raul hung up. All right. But yeah, I think that, and Stephen A. mentioned he'll address it tomorrow in the morning. I think that it's a hot button subject, asking someone whose second language is English to do things in English. I'll just tell you, as somebody, and Ramona, you mentioned you've yep. been doing this 20 years now. I've got 10 more years than you do at this. I've dealt with interpreters my whole career,
yep.
and I don't mind using them at all.
No, I'm fine with it.
Matter of fact, I think a lot of athletes probably could do interviews in English, but they don't want to get lost in translation, so they speak in their native language
yeah.
to make sure they're saying the right
so
thing.
So I did a story with, do you know Gennady Golovkin? You know, the
sure.
boxer?
Fighter, okay. Triple G.
So I drove up to Big Bear, and I was doing an ESPN The Magazine story with him. And he speaks some English, but not like well enough to do a magazine kind of interview. I mean, he could, but like post-fight interviews are one thing, but if we're going to be talking for 45 minutes, which is that's the level of, you know, it's the length of a magazine interview. So he always had a translator there. And the translator was like I would ask Triple G a question, and he would give a long answer, and then the translator would give me like 2 sentences. And I was like, wait, I'm sure, I think he said more than that, right? So, but I had the tape. So I had a friend who, like, he and his family are from the Ukraine, and so they spoke Russian, and I said, hey, can you just listen to this tape and tell me how close the translator got, you know? And it just felt like he was saying a lot more, you know, just it was...
Right.
Right? And so, he translated, and he... Even when I thought like he was saying a lot more, he was like, you know, the translator was fine. Like you it just was
yeah,
sounded shorter.
You're communicating ideas, not exact words.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're exactly. And so I think like it really is fine. The only thing it bothered me when I was doing from a magazine thing is I felt like in the moment I wasn't having as good of a conversation as I normally, because usually I'm a good listener, and then I listen to what they say, and then I expound off of what they say. But you can't quite do that when it's not a direct one-to-one conversation. But on the other hand, I'm also really fascinated by the dynamic when you have a translator where what are they communicating? What are the ideas that they're taking? And I think that's part of it. I think that's part of the story. It's interesting. I think Ohtani is one of the most fascinating people in sports right now. And it's because he can do, he's, you know, as Joe Maddon says, he's at his best when you don't put any limits on him. I love that.
Yeah, and Joe Maddon's been great with that.
Yeah.
Lets him do everything. And tonight, yeah. in case you haven't heard, tonight he's the number one seed in the Home Run Derby. Tomorrow night he will start. He'll be the starter for the American League on the mound. By the way, yeah. do you know who he opens up against? You know who the first hitter for the National League is?
First hitter for the National League. Juan Soto?
Fernando Tatis.
Tatis!
Ooh. Yeah, so that'll be fun. And then
he's
hitting leadoff. For
Fun.
The American League. So we've never seen anything like this. It's really the...
Oh, and by the way, they're moving him to DH so that he can pretty much play the whole game.
That's the other thing I was going to say, is that they changed the rules so when they take him out of off the pitcher's mound, he can stay in the game and play DH, and they don't have to do a double switch. He can just stay in the game since it's basically an exhibition game. All right, coming up next is Game of Games. Ramona, I've got good news for you.
Yeah?
Game of Games this month so far. I have 3 wins. Lindsay has 2. Jorge has 1. Mason has 0. But you're doing 5 shows this week.
Ooh.
So you could actually, and I can't win today, and yeah. I'm hosting again Friday. Gaming. So you could move into first place if you go on a run here.
Let's do it.
Lindsay could tie me today.
Let's do it.
Game of Games coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. It is time for Game of Games, and everybody is in it for the month of July. I've got 3 so far this month. Lindsay's got 2 wins, Jorge 1, and Ramona, having a full week of opportunity here, could actually be in the lead by the end of the week if she does well. It's my game today. Game of Games is sponsored by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They're my plumber. I use these guys all the time. They want to be yours, too. Call 800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. Okay, Lindsay can play, Jorge can play, and Ramona can play. Here's the game. Milwaukee and Phoenix are going head-to-head in the NBA Finals. So I have a quiz.
Okay.
The answer to all of these questions is either Milwaukee, Phoenix, or neither. Okay? One
Got
of
it.
Those three. Milwaukee, Phoenix, or neither.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'll read you guys a fact, and you tell me if the fact is about Milwaukee, Phoenix, or neither. All right, here we go. Fact number 1. 4 Fortune 500 companies are headquartered in this city. Freeport McMoRan, Avnet, Republic Services, and Insight Enterprises. Lindsay, is that fact about Milwaukee, Phoenix, or neither?
Phoenix.
Jorge.
Neither.
Ramona.
I think that's Phoenix.
Phoenix
Waste
it is.
Management.
Yeah, and also the Insight. Yeah, I think that's a bowl game there.
Okay, so Ramona and Lindsay both on the board. Okay, fact number 2. The first drive-in restaurant in the United States was opened in this city by the man who later founded Jack in the Box in 1951. Jorge, is that about Milwaukee, Phoenix, or neither?
Milwaukee.
Ramona.
I'm going to say neither.
Lindsay.
I, too, will say neither.
It's about, do you guys know what it's about? You're both right, Ramona and Lindsay.
It's either Texas or California.
It's San Diego.
Hmm.
That's the guy opened the first drive-in restaurant was opened in San Diego.
Ooh, Lindsay, we got some drama here in this game of games.
All right, 2-2.
I might win.
Jorge, get off the mat.
Yeah.
All right. Ramona, this one to you.
Okay.
Carmex, the popular lip balm, started here. Is that about Milwaukee, Phoenix, or neither?
I'm going to say Milwaukee.
Okay, Lindsay.
I'm going to say neither.
Jorge.
I'll say Milwaukee.
The answer is Milwaukee.
Woo!
And Ramona Shelburne has taken
Is this what
the
it feels
lead.
Like?
Ramona,
calm down. You haven't won anything.
Hey, let me enjoy the moment.
It is close. Ramona 3, Lindsay 2, and Jorge 1. All right, Lindsay, back to you. In this city, there are nearly 500 hotels and more than 40 resort properties with over 62,000 guest rooms. Is that Milwaukee, Phoenix, or neither?
I'm going to say Phoenix.
Okay, Jorge.
Phoenix.
Ramona.
I will also say Phoenix.
You guys are all correct. Phoenix with a lot of resorts, a lot of golf courses, 62,000 guest rooms. All right, Ramona 4, Lindsay 3, Jorge 2. Jorge, this one to you.
Okay.
This city's motto, Urbs in Orto, or City in a Garden, was adopted in the 1830s and alludes to the city's impressive and historic park system. Is that Milwaukee, Phoenix, or neither?
Neither.
Ramona.
What's the motto again?
Urbs in Orto, or Horto.
I'm going to say Milwaukee.
Okay. Lindsay.
Neither.
Neither is the answer.
Dang,
Lindsay
yes.
has tied the game. That
Dang.
Is about Chicago.
Oh, that's so random.
All right,
okay.
Ramona 4, Lindsay 4, Jorge 3. Very tight game.
Ugh.
All right, we have 3 more of these, and then I have a tiebreaker if we need it. Who went first that time? Jorge,
I
you did.
Yeah.
Okay, Ramona, this one to you.
Yep.
With 900,000 attendees and 1,000 performances over 11 days, this city hosts the world's largest music festival. Is that Milwaukee, Phoenix, or neither? Ramona?
The world's largest music festival?
Yes.
Hmm. I'm going to say Milwaukee.
Okay, Lindsay.
I'm going to say neither.
Okay, Jorge.
Neither.
Ramona takes the lead. The answer is Milwaukee. It's held every summer. Did not get held last summer because of the pandemic. Okay.
Woo! This is so exciting.
Five. Five. Lindsay, four. Jorge, three. All right, only two of these left. So I'll make Ramona go first
okay.
so you guys have a chance to catch up.
Is this what it's like to be in the lead?
Yes.
I'm always on the other
See
side.
If you can
okay.
hang on to it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The Musical Instrument Museum houses approximately 16,000 instruments from 200 different countries.
Hmm.
Is that in Milwaukee, Phoenix, or neither? Ramona?
I will say Milwaukee.
Okay, Lindsay?
I will say Phoenix.
Jorge?
I'll say neither.
Jorge, you should have gone with Lindsay.
Dang.
Phoenix
yeah.
is the answer.
Really? That's Lindsay, so random.
Oh, okay, get a load of this. Lindsay, five. Ramona, five. We have one more left.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
And if you both guess the same thing, I have a tie.
Okay.
All right? So here we
That's
go.
So
Lindsay,
random,
the
Musical Instrument Museum.
Wow. All right.
Okay. Who's going first?
Lindsay's going
okay,
first.
Okay, because I went first last time. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
During a speech in 1916, former President Teddy Roosevelt was shot in the chest at point-blank range. The assassination was not successful due to a glasses case and manuscript in his chest pocket. Roosevelt then went on to finish the speech with the bullet still in him. Did this happen in Milwaukee, Phoenix, or neither, Lindsay?
I guess I'm going to go with Milwaukee.
Okay, Ramona, if you go with Milwaukee, you guarantee the tiebreaker, or you can try and win it right now by going Phoenix or neither. What do you say?
I'm
going
to say neither.
We have a winner. And that winner is Lindsay.
Ding!
Ramona!
Ding!
Ramona, all you had to do to get to the tiebreaker.
I know, but I didn't think that was right.
Yeah, in 1916, Teddy Roosevelt was shot in Milwaukee.
What?
That's what happens when you're being cocky.
I didn't even remember when he was. I didn't even remember
Is
he got shot. I've never
like?
Heard this story.
Oh, and by the way, Linz,
I thought you just totally made that up.
Lindsay, that ties you for the lead in Game of
Dang.
Games, and you can pass me tomorrow. And Ramona, it's your game. Ooh. Now, Ramona, do you know what game you're going to do? Your games are either great. Or
yeah.
terrible.
I you have not given it 1 ounce of okay, thought, so right. let's see what I come up with tonight.
Yeah. Okay, and speaking of tonight,
yeah.
Home Run Derby on ESPN TV, Shohei Ohtani is the number one seed, and it's in the thin air of Coors Field in Denver. Should be really fun to watch. If you want to watch it, as I mentioned, it's on ESPN. If you want to listen to it, it's on our sister station, 11:10 a.m. Coming up next here on 710 and ESPN LA, the afternoon show of Sedano, LZ, and Cap. They'll take you home. And then tomorrow, we have the All-Star Game for you at 5 o'clock here on ESPN LA. So LZ, Cap, and Sedano, full show today, only doing an hour tomorrow. Get them while you can. Momo, good job today.
Woo-hoo!
We'll do it again tomorrow on 710 ESPN.